Yo, GM, GM, everyone, how una day? I want to welcome you to another episode of the Pigeon Parlor Crypto Podcast. Woo! Where would they give you better story about everything where they sub for the crypto space? My name now Crossvik. I don't do renaming like this, so I want to be a Revire. So anyway, we see Revire on top Twitter. Now still me they be a Revire. But my name now Crossvik, and today I get hot gist for you. We gonna go learn plenty things from, and we go improve everything we gonna do for inside crypto markets. So today I want to talk about the top trading mistakes where people where they trade crypto, they make the top trading mistakes where people where they trade crypto, they make. You see, if you day inside cryptocurrency, several niche day where you feel enter, you feel be airdrop farmer, you go day agricultural departments or just the farm airdrop, because people they will don't make thousands of dollars on top airdrop, say then just be airdrop farmers. You feel they inside the job market where you get skill, where you feel they offer for inside Web3, right? You go to use your skill, work for crypto projects. You feel be trader, and trader means say you they predict if markets go up or you go down. If they go up, you go buy. If you go down, you go sell. But if you predict say markets go up, income go down, you go lose money. So now waiting traders, they do be that. And you feel also be which other department they inside crypto, and you feel also be NFT. You feel they inside the NFT niche. Say you na NFT and DeFi una they do. So, but today I don't see say these trading skills. If you make people bastard money, if you don't master them, if now they listen to this podcast and you then new to trading, so it means say you no sabi anything about trading. Make you just listen weller, because you feel trade waiting at the talk no be. Well, the thing where I want reason say, when I want yarn you, if it happen for forex market or if it also happen for crypto market, but difference there between if they trade the crypto market or if they trade the forex market, right? That one will be my business for today. What say I want gist to you about? Be say, if you want be trader, money day inside trading. Ah, money day inside though. Money, plenty money day inside trading, but. Na skill where you feel learn, where you feel master, but he they take plenty time before people master them. Because eventually, if you don't trade for plenty years, you go come up with your own the strategy where they work for you personally. So where be your own winning strategy. So every time you enter markets where you want to make money, you know, say now what thing you're supposed to do be this. But out of 100 trader for the whole world, you know they too reach 45% we go they profitable. I mean top 1%. They know they reach 45%. I don't know if that number said they too much, maybe 30%. Because many people, if they want to learn trading, then they enter as escape means from poverty. So they know they calm down, learn, right? If you get one small $10 like this, you won't quickly convert them to $1,000. And now there you go bite yourself, you go enjoy yourself, you can't go bit, you go on the talk, say crypto na scam, trading na scam. So listen carefully if now they follow this, if you don't they follow this gist up to this moment. Because the thing I want to say for the last point, now the most important point. Oh yeah, let's go. Number one mistake where people who be crypto trader, they make be say they know they get trading plan. You see, trading plan, getting a trading plan for to trade now one of the most important thing you feel do for yourself for your trading journey. Because inside better trading plan, it go get your goals, it go get your risk tolerance. Risk tolerance means how much I feel risk, because it day part of the plan. And the last thing where it go get be, it go get your strategy. So if you tell me say you get trading plan, three things day for my head where the reason say you suppose get, You get goals, you get risk tolerance, and you get your strategy. Goals, how much I want to make for this week. Now, the goal be that. Number two, you get risk tolerance. To make that amount, how much am I willing to risk? Number three, you get strategy. Okay, shame my strategy be market structure, or my strategy be candlestick, or my strategy be support and resistance, or my strategy be when break of structure happen, or my strategy be waiting again indicators. You suppose sabi the strategy way una de use enter inside markets. All right, because if you no get strategy, you go de trade with your emotions, right? You go de inconsistent. You no go de regular. You go de respond based on emotions, because trading the crypto market, it has a lot to do with una emotions. But if you get a trading plan, you go know say, regardless of waiting sub for inside market, I suppose stick to the plan, right? And it also help you to deal with fear or greed inside the market. Because if you tell me, say, ah, sir, CrossFit, as soon as they see me like this, I be better Muslim, or I be better Christian, or I know they even, I don't get greed at all, enter crypto market. You go realize, say, you get better greed. You get better greed inside my heart. So as a result, say, okay, $1,000. I don't say go see now $1,000. I won't make this week go. Make this thing just enter 1,200, 1,500. So next week I don't go trade. You now go to scam yourself. Now so go lose all the money. So trading plan help you stick to the plan. Going forward, number two, if you won't be better trader, or if you want no one make mistakes where ordinary people they make, you guys get what they call a trading journal. A trading journal. Trading journal, now where you go document all your trading processes. Let's say, now the beginning of this year, 2024, I began to learn how to trade. And so, if I keep trading journal, in fact, trading journal go show me, say, this strategy where they use, no, they work. This strategy where they use, it they work. Or this strategy they use, no, they work. Now, trading journal go see. Say, okay, between January and June, say I did profitable, or I just waste my time. Now, trading journal go help you see how many losses you don't make compared to the win. Share my win be 70, why my loss be 30? So that's 70 ratio 30. Now, trading journal go show you, say, okay, if I say this price action strategy in better pass this indicator strategy, or this market structure strategy, or this okay break of structure, now trading or this support and resistance, now in good, now trading journal go show you your processes. So trading journal in comprises of trading journal go show you, say, okay, I suppose enter here. In fact, now part of trading plan be that too. Then I suppose exit here. So trading journal go show you your progress. Say I dey grow, or I still dey wind myself or inside this market. I dey grow, or I just dey do rubbish emotions. I just allow my psychology dey messed up. Now trading journal go show you within this the aspects where you don't master, and the aspects where you just dey cap. And nothing goes sup until you change how you enter the market. Now, inside trading journal, you go realize the quality of your trade, right? Inside trading journal, you go write the criteria of taking profit, or and the criteria for my stop loss. You see that now? For inside trading journal, you go understand the bad trades. Okay, this trade will go bad. Shen are my emotions or waiting sup exactly, right? For Inside Trading Journal, you go realize, say, I suppose they backtest my strategy. So, it better make... See, I know they talk people way won, just they hungry. You want use trading, put on guy away. In fact, trading go send you go your papa village. But at the reason people will want take trading as a career, you guys get trading journal, you guys get trading plan. Number three, where you suppose they careful of now over trading. You see, many newbie as they enter the market, they don't hear crypto trading. They don't the idea be say, okay, this one where the markets they open 24/7. Mock reason say the person they come from forex markets where they close every Friday, at least if they trade currency pairs and no be synthetic. So the markets open Friday or close Friday, it go open Monday. But crypto markets, you know they close, you know they open, it just day there. So if you enter market anyhow, if you come out anytime you want. So newbies they think say, as I trade, I go make more money. You see, now that thing where they call over trading. You see, over trading go frustrate you. Over trading go carry all your money away. Because you go because the markets they very, very volatile. Many things they unpredictable. Many things they you know if you predict waiting go soft for inside the market. So over trading no be better counsel at all. The way professionals the reason I'm be say, then go say, okay, say I be day trader or I be short-term trader or I be long-time trader. Short-time trader, then they call them flippers. Flippers, now people will go enter markets in 30 minutes, they don't come out. Day trader, then they operate between 1 hour to 4 hours. So they feel run a trade for 4 hours. Then long-term trader, then they do trading for weeks. Now, the first thing where you go determine be that, which kind of trader I won't be, right? If you don't determine that, then you go know the time where you de enter markets. This thing is very important. So you go say, okay, maybe for me like this, now early morning I go enter markets. Early in the morning, I enter markets for the before 12 o'clock. I don't come out for that day and I don't finish be that. You see, all this thing, in go back to trading plan. If you don't get trading plan, you go cry. Number two, if you feel say, okay, me, I be evening guy. So now evening, I go enter markets, 8 p.m. to this. No overtrade at all. Because if you overtrade, you go, I won't do rhyme. You go some assault. So I believe saying that they feel me and you they take this counsel very, very important because it will help you improve anything, everything we they do for the crypto space. Number four, I believe, now people will not get risk management. So then open trade, they don't set stop loss. How now they do like that? They don't swear for you, say you go poor for your life and you go broke for your life. Because it don't make sense. You open trade, regardless of how you think, say your analytics done, bam. You know, if you open trade and you no set stop loss, you be winch. Now you create the market. So people no go set stop loss. They go just open the trade like that. And the team feel reverse on top of their head. And they go lose all their money inside that singular trade. So when you no use stop loss, you know they enjoy your trading process. And you know they risk a lot of things inside that trade. So you go make up your mind for inside risk management. How much are they comfortable with to lose inside this particular trade? Let's say I get $1,000. I take $300 enter trade. How much are they comfortable to lose? If I enter this trade now, how many percent reversal I feel take? So it means say, if I predict say this market go buy, so I can long. Long means say I buy. I can buy them. Then, before it go my direction, it falls reverse. Then, I can't day minus $100 loss. how much loss are they willing to take? Now, part of risk management. If you say, okay, I want endure to $150. If it reverse to $150, I go log out. I go close the trade. Or if it reverse to $100, I go close the trade. Now, part of risk management be that. And all these things, it boil back to waiting I talk for inside trading plan. Now, inside trading plan, you go map them out and say, now the loss where if you take on top one singular trade be this. In fact, some people will say, if I put $300 inside a market, if it reverse to $50, then I know they do again. You see that? I also had to this particular risk management point. The people where they use time 20 leverage, how now they do How? You enter trade because Binance or Bybit or any platform where they use don't give you leverage. You could just use times 20. As times 20 is sweet for profit, now so, una go cry if the thing go loss. So, it's supposed to be very conscious. This thing is risk management. And it is very important if you go be better trader. The last point where I want to share for this particular episode on top the mistake where you know supposed to do as person we want get better for in trading game. Now, and I talk say it is very, very important. Now, revenge trading. Some people, if they don't overtrade, they don't sit before the charts from morning to night and they don't overtrade, they don't lose money. Lose money remain $100. Instead of them, make them stand up, make them just take a walk, then go sit there. They won't revenge trade. Then go they look at trade where they enter and we go make the money where they don't buy back, when they don't lose back. You see, my guy, may I just reason you, may I clear you? Say, if you revenge trade or revenge trading, I did recall them, you go because you know they use your brain at that time. Now your emotions will they allow lead you. You go lose plenty money where you go. In fact, the smart thing where you remain, where you supposed to withdraw, go shop shawarma, or make go withdraw, make you just cook or carry your babe out. You won't take a revenge trade. You go lose everything. Because at that point, now your emotion, they control you. No be your psychology. You don't leave your trading plan. You can't they try revenge, fight the market. You see, you can't they try fight the market. It not go work like that. So it is very important, to understand, say, losses na part of trading, right? So we they take losses and we go pick our lessons from losses so that we fit improve our strategy, right? It is very, very important. So you go make up your mind, sir. You say, even if I lost, I go still stay with my trading plan. If you know if you contain them, stand up from that desk. Stand up, take a walk, go touch grass. Go touch grass. Go touch grass. Make you cool your head. And you can't come back and say, okay, what did I do wrong? What did I know correctly? What did I know follow? Why it turn out this way? Now, how then they become better trader be that? In fact, I go bust your bubbles with this particular information. Where one top A-rated trader talk for Nigeria. He said if you never do trading for 10 years, you know if you confess, say you be master. So the losses for the first 1 year, it did very, very... You feel do paper trading now, paper trading day. The losses for the first 1 year or any time or first 1.5 years, it did very important so that you feel look at your trading journal, look at what you don't learn, what you supposed to not do well, come up with your own strategy, look at who you fit follow, where be mentor, and who they lie for the space, and you make up your mind, say, okay, now where I don't know this thing, I go derive my strategy and I go the follower. I believe say when I don't learn one or two things from this particular episode. If so, when you make them for inside trading, no forget CrossVic, Revaya, say, let me give you alpha. Till I come your way next time, my name na CrossVic. And this particular podcast na P. Jim Palo. Stay safe. And if this episode, you don't learn one or two things, share, give your neighbor. May then also learn how they become better trader. Peace.